Nothing in this show should be considered legal, medical, financial, or investment advice. Information presented is from internet or other news sources. Always do your own research and due diligence. We're not responsible for and expressly disclaim all liability for damages of any kind arising out of use, reference to, or reliance on any information contained in this broadcast.
Hey everybody, welcome to Money and Change right here on the Trim Radio Network. I don't know what happened to this little picture. There we go. Strange things are going on. I'll tell you what, there's a lot of stuff going on, and we're going to cover some of it today, especially about gas prices and other things. But before we get going here, you know, I always have to do some shout outs, but a big special shout out right now, tonight, is Happy Mother's Day to all those great mothers out there, because I'll tell you what, they are fantastic. And so big appreciation to all the mothers out there today. Okay. So we'll just start off with that one. Well, let's get on with the rest of the show here, because we need to talk about different people. And we're having another problem. I swear, I go to share the screen, and it changes on me. Well, we're going to get that taken care of. Right there. This is the Brain Trust of the Trim Radio Network. We have Michael Bejas, who's the founder and CEO. We have Oskella Steffen, who's the chief operating officer, is responsible for day-to-day operation and management of the network, ensuring efficient and quality. And then there's me. I guess I'm the chief relationship officer. I haven't figured that one out yet. I guess I'm responsible for building and maintaining the foundational trust and goodwill necessary for long-term success for TrimRadio.com. Also, we have Victoria Smith, the Chief Marketing Officer. She's responsible for all the marketing activities and brand development, audience growth, and creator acquisition strategies. And I'll tell you what, if you have a company, a college, university, high school, grade school, I don't care, sorority, fraternity, club, whatever, and you want marketing advice, you want to talk to Victoria Smith. You really do. She's really good at what she does. And she has her own show, like a lot of us have on the Trim Radio Network. So you want to check that out. And you know, here's some of the things about elevating voices and amplifying your impact and so forth. You can check us out, please. Our shows, hey, we have a few shows that are original shows. I'm telling you, we have original creators. We've got Money and Change every Sunday at 7 p.m. We have Life Walk with Christ God. That's Wednesdays at 7 p.m., followed by My World, Live, Laugh, and Whatever. And that's Wednesdays at 8 p.m. And we are live for that one. And we have guest speakers on. We do all kinds of stuff. Sometimes we just sit back and have fun. So check us out. My World, Live, Laugh, and Whatever, every Wednesday at 8 p.m. We have the Natural Marketer Podcast, and that's every Thursday. And that's with Victoria Smith. We have Offsides College Football Top 25 with Michael Bejas and company. We have the Positude Podcast every Friday at 8 p.m. We have Adventure Awaits Around the Bend on Saturdays at 1 p.m. And then we have Ranch It Up with Tigger and Beck, and that's at 1:30 p.m. on Saturdays. And late night, we have the Red Pill Reality Show that starts at 9 p.m. and goes until midnight. And Oskella Steffen has that show. And I'll tell you what, he had some really interesting stuff on his show this past week. And I'll tell you what, you know, I always tune in. And some of the stuff that he covers, I don't know where he gets his information, where he gets his videos. I know where he tries to get his speakers and everything, but I'll tell you what, it was an exceptionally good show. So, you know, that show you can check out in our archives, okay, our video vault. You can check those out. And, you know, we're also on YouTube and, gee whiz, YouTube and Rumble. Yeah, that's the ticket, Rumble. And I'll tell you what, a lot of people, they wonder what Rumble is. It's almost like YouTube. And all you have to do is just check us out on YouTube and Rumble. And you can also check us out on Facebook. Now, what happens after this show is done? What I do is I go to our YouTube link and I will download the link to the show and put it on our Facebook pages. Okay. And so you can always keep up with our information. And if you take a look in the comment section, I will have links to all of the stories I cover on my show. Okay. We also have Revelation with Peter Kling, and he's on Thursday evenings. We have Let's Talk About It with Dora Sherry, and she's on Tuesday afternoons. So you want to check her out. And we also have another blank spot here. So if you want to do your own show, it's very easy to do. All you do is click on the red button over here on the right side, and it says, how may we help you today? You put in your name, your phone number, and then you put in, I want to know more about doing my own show on the Trim Radio Network. What equipment do I need, and so forth. And then all you have to do then is scroll on down and hit the blue button that says send message, and somebody will get back with you very quickly. Okay? That's all you have to do. Now, how do you support us? That's another thing. To support the show, what you need to do is buy the merchandise, donate, or advertise. And under collectibles, we have our goodies. Okay? And you can buy t-shirts, hats, mugs, money and change t-shirts, money and change mugs, whether it's a travel mug with a handle and a lid, or just a regular ceramic mug. Or you can get the Offside College Football Top 25 Premium Piqué shirt, or the Offside's Top 25 t-shirt. We have other stuff that's available too. All you have to do is take a look at the kitty t-shirts, the mugs, other t-shirts, the round mouse pad. You can't corner a mouse on that round mouse pad. Also, the Trim Creator's dad's hat, the beanie, and the AirPod rubber case. Yeah, you buy the AirPods, you buy our case, put them together, and you always keep your AirPods where you need them, okay? But just donate, advertise, very reasonable rates, or buy the merchandise. And that is what helps buy airtime, because airtime isn't cheap. Also, going on, we also have our Facebook pages, and it always moves. And if you go to our Facebook page, and I'll just show you what we've got here. We always have a leader up there, but there's the Money and Change / Financially Prepped page. And all you have to do is, you can see all of our members here. If you want to join us, let me know and I'll invite you to join us. But I always put a leader up here, and this is our header for this week. And all of the topics that we're going to cover will be listed here with the links. Okay. It's very easy to do. Well, what else is up here on the page? It's very easy. Different hints, 8 things to do before your card gets skimmed. That's a big scam that's out there. And so you want to keep from getting skimmed, especially at the gas pump. Also, we've got other things. Awake on the Rock. You need to check out Susan Kokinda. You really do. She's talking about what's going on with the economy and other things, okay? It's very interesting. I subscribe to that. Here's a little thing I think you might want to try. You can go to Amazon.com and you can get things similar, but this is from Elide, E-L-I-D-E, fire. And I want to tell you something. These little balls that they have, and I think they're about 4 inches across, maybe. You throw them into a fire and they put out a chemical to suppress the fire. And you just see it right there. And I'll tell you what, guys, I actually have several of these. I have them in the garage where a fire could break out. I have them in a shed that I have that has combustibles in the shed. I have them in the house. And these things really work. All you have to do is get them close to a fire source. And yeah, they do explode, but they shoot powder everywhere. And they put out the fire, and that's it. You can drop them, and they don't blow up or anything. Only when they're in a fire. Great thing, okay? I got mine on Amazon under a different name, but it's still Elide, okay? You can check them out. Also, I've got some of our past shows in here, our famous bowl. You know, we cut the bowl and serve the truth. And other things we talk about besides past show, 40 restaurants with senior discounts. Hey, with today's economy, you need discounts. Well, I've got them listed there, okay? And you can check that out, okay? No more Medicaid, huh? What's going on here? Okay. Videos on everything. And if you see this, a picture of me playing a trumpet, that's when I have encore editions because I'm playing in a concert. I've already done one. I've got five more to go. And I think one is next month. So anyhow, when I post that up, you know it's an encore edition. There's a lot of information up here, from Prepper Princess. So you want to check out our page, okay? You really do. You can get there. You can subscribe. You can join our group. And it doesn't cost anything. And I try to provide good information for everybody, okay? So just check us out right here on the Money You Change Financially Prep page. Oh, hey, one person I didn't talk about. And it keeps changing things. I mean, this is getting to be annoying. I set everything up and then it changes things. Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks. Now, Phil over at Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks, hey, he makes some fantastic pens. He does other stuff too. But he really does make some fantastic pens. I have one. Michael Bejas has a couple. They are good. They're on a cross pen platform. And cross pens are some of the best pen platforms you can get. And he does a lot of custom work. So you want to check him out at Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks. That's the center section of the pen. He will set that up for you, do the artwork and everything. So you just check him out, Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks. And it's Phil at Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks. Does excellent work. I've been to the shop, I don't know how many times. He does fantastic work. He really does. So check him out. Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks. What else is going on? Oh, yeah. Mother's Day flowers. Yeah, I wanted to talk about that. Because a lot of places make a lot of money off of it. I don't care if it's Walmart, Costco, I don't care. They do. Listen to this.
Americans are expected to spend a record $38 billion on Mother's Day this year, according to National Retail Federation, with the most popular gift being flowers. With headwinds like rising fertilizer prices, a harsh winter, and tariffs make that bouquet cost a little more this year. Joining me now on this is Meenakshi Lala, the CEO of Urban Stems. Meenakshi, it is good to see you. So Mother's Day this weekend, Meenakshi, you know, how important is this for your business? Is this kind of like the Super Bowl for the floral business, Meenakshi?
Hi, Josh. Thanks for having me. Mother's Day absolutely is the Super Bowl for the floral industry. Between Mother's Day and Valentine's Day combined, these two moments alone account for over 50% of the annual flower sales in the United States.
Walk me through what it's just like behind closed doors of your business. Like, what does it actually look like? Is it just all hands on deck, total crunch time?
It absolutely is. I am dialing in from Hyattsville, Maryland, which is one of our largest fulfillment centers, distribution centers in the United States. And, with the product we deal with, flowers, it's interesting. The lead up is probably typical to other product categories where you plan, you forecast. However, end to end, from the time the flowers leave the farms to your coffee table, it's a 21-day end-to-end cycle. So once the product lands into our fulfillment centers, we have 5 days. So this week is the big week for us. And with consumers really relying on last minute shopping, we see 60 to 70% of the purchasing happening in the week of Mother's Day.
I wanted to ask you, Meenakshi, like, do they get ahead of this or no, they wait until the last minute?
They absolutely wait until the last minute. I often joke, hence all the gray hair that I have. But, consumers are about ease and efficiency and what we call the Amazon effect. Customers are used to purchasing product close to demand. And we are seeing, Mother's Day shoppers replicate that same behavior that we see them replicate for other holidays as well.
But actually, we're always looking for lines of sight into the consumer, and you certainly have that unique line of sight. What do you make of the consumer right now? Broadly, how are they doing, Meenakshi? Would you say resilient, stable? What do you see?
We're seeing a bit of a mixed bag. We're seeing a little bit of everything. We're seeing the K-shaped economy behavior. We're seeing that consumer is very consistent. They're higher income consumers. They're spending, in many cases, spending more. They're buying flowers and caviar, flowers and wine, flowers and cookies, and really adding a lot of high-priced items to their checkout. And on the other hand, we are seeing the opening price point customer that is struggling with purchasing. They're more price sensitive, and they are pulling back, and we are seeing that behavior in shopping.
I'm interested, Meenakshi. Are you seeing more evidence of consumers trading down? And in your business, what does that actually look like, trading down when it comes to flowers?
So, that's interesting. We're seeing two extremes, as I said, that consumer, the higher income consumer, is adding and trading up, adding caviar to flowers, adding alcohol to flowers. And the consumer, the more price sensitive consumer, is trading down. They are going towards more of the opening price point SKUs. They're going towards plants and not flowers, which are more affordable and the lower end of the segment. So we are seeing a little bit of both. I think given the state of where we are as an economy, that's expected. And hence the assortment that Urban Stems has put out reflects a little bit of both. We have an offering for our customers at every price point.
What's the average spend, Meenakshi?
So the average spend around this time period is about $130 to $140. Which is pretty high. And on the higher end, with the additive categories that I mentioned, we're seeing consumers have basket sizes almost as high as $200.
While with your supply chain, Meenakshi, where do you source flowers from?
We source flowers from 13 countries around the world. And the intent of doing that is to bring the best of the world to your coffee table, to our consumers' coffee table. Urban Stems' model is built around working with farms around the countries that produce the best of the floral varieties. So your roses from Ecuador and your sunflowers from Colombia and the peonies and tulips from Holland.
Have you had to navigate the tariff dynamic, Meenakshi?
Yeah, absolutely. Tariffs has been front and center for a full year. And they're a constant variable in the global supply chain. But for us in flowers, they're a catalyst for agility. Because we source from 13 countries around the world, we have to constantly pivot our supply chain in real time to farms that offer better pricing at scale. And the goal is not just to avoid the tariff, it's to ensure that the cost of the tariff does not get passed to the customer and to the customer's coffee table.
What about rising fuel costs, Meenakshi? I'm curious how you're dealing with that. Are you raising prices in response? Are you taking a margin hit? How are you navigating it?
Yeah, a little bit of both. Fuel surcharges, especially in a product category like flowers, causes a huge impact. As we know, fuel costs are record high right now. However, we are rooted in our operational efficiency rather than passing the price hikes to the customer. We are trying to optimize our delivery network and our supply chain networks to minimize the impact of what fuel does to consumers. But we do have a reliance on big box carriers like FedEx to ship our product, and we are seeing high surcharges in those channels.
Why buy flowers online, Meenakshi? You got the local floral shop, you got the grocery stores. What's sort of the advantage of that direct-to-consumer model?
Yeah, absolutely. So, the local florists do a wonderful job in a certain geography. So if you are sending flowers in your local neighborhood to someone who lives down the street from you, great. You can call your local florist and order your flowers. But when you have mom living in on a different coast, or mother-in-law living, in another city in the country, and if you want the consistency of product, the experience of picking a gift experience for them online and then having that delivered to them across the board in 6 cities, 7 cities, 10 cities, depending on who you're gifting to, that consistency comes from e-commerce delivery providers, especially at Urban Stems. We design our product in partnership with our farms and take a position on that inventory. So we are selling you exactly what you're seeing. What you see is what you get here at Urban Stems.
Final question, Meenakshi. Maybe a viewer's watching right now, right? They're late. They haven't ordered yet. They're behind the ball. What's your advice?
My advice is order fast. Urban Stems is in market until 9 p.m. Eastern tonight for nationwide delivery and until Sunday afternoon in select same-day cities. And my advice to you is mothers carry an incredible amount of mental load and do a ton for you. So go big for moms. Don't skip on moms.
Yep, don't skip on moms. Wow. And if you haven't got your mother anything by now, looks like you got Walmart or maybe Kroger's. I don't know. You have to make sure that you don't forget and take care of mom, okay? She's an important thing. Wow. U.S. debt clock. Right now, we're standing at $39,226,456,000,000 and climbing. And that's $114,111 per citizen. Or per taxpayer, it's actually $357,070 per taxpayer. I don't know about you, but I don't have that kind of money. So somebody better tell the government to stop spending. And I always say they spend like drunken sailors, but drunken sailors know when to quit because they run out of money. If we have to live with a budget, I think Congress needs to live with a budget. But you can find a lot of statistical data here, and it's as real time as they can possibly get it on the debtclock.org. And you can find out things about the state that you're in, oil to solar ratio. Wow. Barrel of oil is equal to 267.74 watts. Whoa. That's something else. And you can take a look at all different kinds of things. You can take a look at the U.S. union workers at 15,680,613 workers. I never knew that. Hey, median income, $52,042. Median new home costs $412,064. Wow. That's a lot, isn't it? I don't know about you, but I don't think I'd want to invest money in a house that's $412,064. That's a little bit overkill. But anyhow, check out the usdebtclock.org. It's a good thing for statistics, okay? Oh, May gas prices. Yeah, I was looking up on AI, and everybody's talking about artificial intelligence. I think Congress needs a lot more artificial intelligence. Actually, they need more intelligence. It's not there. But anyhow, in checking this out, as of May 10th, 2026, U.S. gas prices are surging with the national average for regular gasoline around $4.52 to $4.55 a gallon, making a significant increase from previous months at $1.40 rise from a year ago. And these prices are at their highest level since 2022. And it's driven by supply concerns and high crude oil. Just remember, if the supply is low and the demand is high, the price of gas is going to be very, very, very high. Okay. When there's a glut of oil and not much demand, then the price is going to go down. So, you know, you need to check things out. Regional differences. Ohio has seen an average of around $4.71 a gallon, while California faces higher costs at over $6.15 a gallon. Maybe that's why people are leaving California. It's too expensive. Well, what can you do to cut back on gas cost? Sometimes I use Gas Buddy, or I look around and I see, you know, where gas is normally going to be low for me. And sometimes I may have to drive up to the city north of me to find decent gas prices. And sometimes they're decent. And then again, sometimes they're not. And Gas Buddy is a good thing to have. Okay. So, you know, make sure your tires are inflated to the right amount. Make sure that you're using decent gas. Make sure you've had a good tune up in the last year. Make sure that, you know, your car's running well. Make sure you've got good oil in it. And that should help. And also, don't drive like a bat out of hell in Kroger's parking lot. Man, I'll tell you what, I almost got nailed a couple of times. And the same thing when I go to Walmart, better known around here as Wally World. Crazy people. And you just got to be careful and watch out for yourself, you know, when you're driving. So, you know, be careful, be safe, okay? Wow. Maersk CEO warns Iran war is a new wake-up call for global trade. And yeah, that Strait of Hormuz, every time that it gets bottlenecked and trade can't go through, you have hundreds of ships taking oil or other things through the Strait of Hormuz. And when that gets blocked, everything gets messed up. And, you know, in some cases, there were people that were on those ships that were basically running out of food because they had been in the Red Sea for quite a while. And it's something, it really is. So you want to check this article out. And I'll tell you what, once the Strait of Hormuz is opened up and trade can get back going again, we only get about 20% of our oil from the Strait of Hormuz from Iran in that area. 20% of the gas. The rest of it is all domestic. So the prices are going to go up, and that's why they've been up. Now, when the supply chain gets cleared out and people can get out of the Strait of Hormuz and everything starts flowing again, prices will come down. But it's going to take a couple of months to do it. It's not going to be instantaneous, especially when those tankers have to go around the Strait of Hormuz and then go elsewhere around the world. It may take 30 to 60 days with transferring that oil. It's not instantaneous. Something to think about. It might change your trips for vacations too. What else is going on? Wow. Here's one I want you to read, and you'll have to go to our Facebook page. because it is a lengthy article. And I found it in Zero Hedge. And you notice how long it is? Some people say, well, just give me the abridged version. No, you have to look at the charts and everything. And I'll tell you what, I saw it. It's the return of history, gold, the dollar, and the monetary future. I think what you're going to find is that the gold is actually going to be the basis for world currency, world trade. We're going back to the gold standard, and we're not going to use the petrodollar as much. And you can take a look at it, the return of history, Deutsche on gold, that's Germany on gold, the dollar and monetary future. And you can take a look at that article. And it's posted, so you can check it out. Speaking of gold, gold debt and the inevitable gold housing market crash. Yeah, I was reading something today about the possible housing market crash in Canada. Now, we don't get a lot of Canadian news, even though it's from where I live, I think it's about 300 miles to Canada. And we have to go up through Detroit and across the bridge at Windsor, and then you're in Canada, in Ontario. But you go up there and their Canadian dollar is not worth as much as the US dollar. And so things cost more. Besides that, they also have socialized medicine, which means if you're going to Taco Bell and let's just say a burrito in the United States theoretically would cost $2.50. In Canada, it might be $3.50. And that's because a dollar of whatever you spent actually goes for healthcare. Everything gets taxed for healthcare. And healthcare up there, from what I've heard, is not as good as here. And of course, U.S. healthcare isn't as good as what you get in Singapore. Go figure. But anyhow, the article from Brandon Smith at Alt Market, he's saying maybe the most prominent economic discussion circulating today is the fear that the vast majority of people have been priced out of housing markets for the rest of their lives, regardless of the country they live in. Gen Z and even Gen Alpha teens are already planning for a future in which buying a home is impossible. And those that are buying are aiming for cost efficiency. And I look at these shows on TV, and they're obviously in Canada. And some of the homes are selling for $450,000 to $550,000 or $1 million or whatever. And I'm thinking, if those homes were here in the States, they'd be a lot cheaper. But anymore, the local markets, they're not, the homes are overpriced, I'll put it that way. They are overpriced. I can't figure that one out. I just really can't figure it out. But you can take a look at the article. You know, they're saying because of the pandemic, relocation panic, COVID stimulus, and corporate buyers, prices were juiced across the board, and the average cost of a home skyrocketed by 50% or more. And Google searches for can't sell my house hit an all-time high last month. Well, some of it is interest rates. Some of it's the market. Sometimes people used to pay 20% down on a house. They don't anymore. Basically, they don't have it. And when I bought my house, it's a ranch style house. And I'll tell you what, I bought it and I put it on a 15-year mortgage. Yeah, it was tough, but I paid it on a 15-year mortgage. Now, my house has been paid off for 20 years. When I bought my car, I paid in cash. So I don't owe on my car. My credit cards are all paid off. So basically, I'm making money. And when I do have to use a credit card, I pay it off as soon as possible. Because I hate to pay interest. Banks don't like that. But anyhow, that's just the way it is. So, yeah, the housing market is going to be something, and I don't know where it's going to go. I really don't. Check your local realtors, and you can see the difference. Here's another one. When Persian Gulf supply shock meets the Fed, and they're saying the Wash Fed, well, that's the Wash Fed is the new guy coming in. Stagflation and the coming AI bubble bust. You know, AI can help you save money. It can help you build a budget and so forth. But I'll tell you what, it's going to get scary. With these gas and diesel prices going up, the cost of goods are going to go up. Just like the lady with the flower business. Yeah, the prices are going to go up. Because we got to pay for the diesel. And with diesel, $6 a gallon, I'll tell you what, that really hurts. And some trucking companies are shutting down because of it. So we're going to see higher prices the longer the summer goes. But you can check this article out. And it's David Stockman did it, internationalman.com. Oh, yeah. Everything changes. I set it up and it changes. I wanted to talk about the University of Findlay because, you know, I always talk about the University of Findlay. Why? Because I went there. I'm kind of partial. But the University of Findlay has a new president that will be coming in as of July 1st. And it's Dr. Richard Ludwig. He was at University of St. Thomas in Houston, Texas. And I've been to the University of St. Thomas. It's not far from Rice University, which is the Harvard of the South. But I'll tell you what, it's a nice campus down there. And it's a good school. So Findlay is getting a very good administrator in Dr. Ludwig. Okay, but what happens to Dr. Fell? Well, see, she's over here on the right. And Kathy Fell is now named the emeritus. In other words, when you retire and you leave, you're a president emeritus. And she's done a fantastic job in 16 years. Very nice person, very easy to talk to. And I'll tell you what, she has done a very, very good job at that school. Not only that, lately sports has been doing very well because the girls beat Ferris State in tennis, and they are going to Arizona to the 2026 NCAA Division II National Championship. Way to go, ladies. They've got some more people going, too. A lot of stuff going on. And you can check them out here on their Facebook page, University of Findlay. And there's a lot of different things. They've graduated so far. And you can check them out. There's Dr. Fell again, okay? Named the emeritus, and she's done a heck of a job. And she's going to retire back to Texas. Seems like we're getting a lot of people from Texas. Texas is a good state. I've been down there a few times. It's a little bit too hot for me, okay? And who do we have here? The pharmacy community. More graduations. What do you get at the University of Findlay? You can get a Doctor of Education, a Doctor of Pharmacy. You can get a Doctor of Physical Therapy. You can get your MBA, all kinds of different degrees. I'll tell you what, it's a good school. It really is. So you want to check them out. University of Findlay at www.findlay.edu. Three campuses in Findlay, Ohio. One is the equestrian campus. And that's also a pre-veterinary science. And also they have the hazardous materials campus, which is one of a few in the United States. And also they have the main campus with all of their nice buildings and great faculty and staff. Trust me, it's a good place. Try them out. www.findlay.edu. Wow, deflation. Actually, it's dateflation. That's a new term. 40% of singles are going on fewer dates due to high costs. How much do you spend if you take your girlfriend or your wife out on a date? You know, it's date night, you want to take them out. How much are you going to spend? Or are you going to go Dutch? She buys her half, you buy yours. It's expensive because by the time you have your gasoline going to wherever you're going and then going to a decent restaurant and then maybe to a movie, it would be easy to spend $100 right there for maybe 4 hours of fun. Yeah, $100 or more. So, you know, you take a look at the singles, few of them are going out because it's so expensive. You've got other things you have to pay for, like rent or mortgage if you have a house, and your transportation costs, insurance, and everything else. It's getting expensive. So maybe they're not going to go out on dating as much as possible. So in the article here, it says inflation is reshaping modern dating by making romantic outings more expensive and forcing many singles to be more intentional about how they spend, according to a new study from DealSeek, DealSeek. And rising costs are affecting how often people go out, with 71% of the singles saying dating is more expensive than it was a year ago, and 40% saying they're going on fewer dates because of it. And for many people, paying for transportation, meals, drinks, entertainment, and other date-related expenses has become harder to justify as everyday living costs continue to rise. So they did a little survey. How it's becoming much more expensive. 32% said that. And then it's become somewhat more expensive. 39% said it. And then it stayed about the same. 25% said it. It's become somewhat less expensive. Oh, yeah, 1% less expensive. I wonder what world they're living in. It's become much less expensive. Yeah. Again, I don't know where they're living. The financial pressure is changing expectation around the first dates. And most singles now prefer keeping first dates relatively inexpensive, with 57% saying they want to spend $75 or less, and 39% saying preferably staying under $50. And only 8% are willing to spend more than $150. Maybe that's just going to White Castle and having a couple of White Castles, some fries, and a drink. I don't know. Maybe upscale is maybe going to Burger King, fries, and a drink. Or maybe going to a more expensive place. I don't know. It's expensive. I do know that. Maximum amount singles are comfortable spending on a first date. Men, 12% of them said less than $35. Women, less than 27% of them said $35. Excuse me. Talking so much, I got a drink. And then you get down to 29% of $76, and 19% of the women are saying, you know, between 76 and 100. Either way, you're paying a lot of money for a date, okay? And you can be spending a lot of money in the darker orange states. Save your money, stay at home, pop some popcorn, or maybe just get a pizza and stay at home and not go out as much. Wow, what else is going on? Oh, legendary candy company killed. Oh no, candy murder. Sounds like a game you'd play. Anyhow, legendary candy company killed after 141 years of operation by soaring costs. And this was in Zero Hedge, and it said soaring expenses for raw materials and labor have delivered a blow to yet another longtime business. Lammers Candies, a family-owned confectioner that has operated in the South for more than a century. And Fox 7 in Austin, Texas, did that report. And the Austin-based company recently announced that it would begin an orderly wind down of operations after 141 years of family ownership. And they said, "We've been honored to be part of your celebrations and your sweetest moments," according to the company. But the economy, you know, with the raw materials going up, labor is going up, and everything is escalating. And it's not a huge margin with the confections. So sugar's going up, chocolate's going up, labor's going up. What do you do when you run a tight budget? What else is going on? Oh yeah, BK, Burger King. Do you have a Burger King near you? Well, here's some of the latest on Burger King.
Want to deconstruct a little bit this this burger war this morning, because McDonald's is out 3.8% same store sales increase. You guys had a much larger increase. Like, why did that happen?
I don't think it's you know, a lot of the news is around the Whopper, but I really think it's why and how it happened. The listening campaign that we've been on and absolutely connecting with our guests genuinely, I think that's what's made the difference here, not just the fact that we've elevated the Whopper.
What did you, take me back to when you realized, guys, like, we need to revamp this iconic sandwich. We don't necessarily need to pull McDonald's and create something called a Big Arch and nobody's going to want it anyway. We have this thing on our menu that people love and it needs to be revamped. Like, when was that moment?
Well, once again, it came from the guests. So when we opened up the phone lines, if you will, for the guests to tell us what they wanted, they said, "Hey, your Whopper's great, but it's smushed sometimes. And, you know, maybe the mayonnaise could be creamier." That gave us a lot of feedback. And we took that feedback and elevated. I don't like saying revamped. Okay. I don't like saying re-engineered.
You're the product guy here.
Yeah. But it had to be nuanced. It couldn't be a big change because the Whopper was already loved.
So why is this new sandwich better than the Big Arch?
Well, okay, I'm a little bit biased here, but I think it's the right size portion. I think it's been America's favorite burger for many, many years. And it's just, it's got that beautiful glazed bun and the flame grilled burger. You don't get that elsewhere. And whether it's one competitor's product, if you will, or another.
You can't even say the name. You're not even going to say it. Like, that's what I asked the Coca-Cola team to mention PepsiCo. They won't even say it.
Can't say the word.
So when you were creating that commercial, did you know it was in Govar?
No idea. No whatsoever. And we did not create our social content to be juxtaposed to theirs. It just happened. And that's the way that social media is. You just don't know what's going
to
happen.
Now, I don't remember the Whopper having place. I used to go, I grew up eating these things. I mean, it just did. How are you changing the experience in the restaurants? Because my interpretation from the earnings call, you are now investing a large sum of money to remodel a lot of restaurants.
Yep, we started that about 3 or 4 years ago. And that's why I really only felt comfortable talking about the elevated brand and the elevated burger now. We needed to do the work on the experience in the restaurant.
I can't believe that's Burger King?
That's Burger King, yeah. So that's our sizzle image. And that's the way that they all look now. Not the way they all look, but every new one coming out of the ground looks. But to be very clear, and this is great news for us, we've got a long way to go till they all look that way, until the experience is perfect in every restaurant. So we believe we have many years of growth ahead of us. This is the start. This isn't a great quarter. This is the start of a great story. Right?
Yeah, it's the start of a great story. I don't know why this thing is acting up like it is, but anyhow, what you have to do in the restaurant business, I'll get out of this for a minute. What you have to do in the restaurant business is always talk to your customers. You need to talk to them to find out, hey, how is the food? Was it hot enough? How were the fries? Too salty? Not enough salt? How were the condiments that you had added to your sandwich? How's the service? In the restaurant business, we always did a thing called QSAC, quality, service, atmosphere, and cleanliness. And every manager was supposed to do an inspection prior to opening to make sure that all that was taken care of. And that was on each shift, whether or not it was early morning for breakfast, or whether it was for lunch, or whether it was for dinner. Quality, service, atmosphere, and cleanliness. That's the key to the whole thing. And Burger King basically wasn't doing it. And there were a few years in the past that things got a little bleak for Burger King. And the same thing for Wendy's. Wendy's was closing up to 300 stores. Why were they closing? Did they adhere to QSAC, quality, service, cleanliness, and atmosphere? What was wrong? Did they put the stores in the wrong locations? That can happen. It very easily can happen. Somebody didn't do the research the way they were supposed to. So hopefully Burger King can right the ship and make a lot of corrections and get back on the profitability margins, okay? Oh, so much for that diatribe. I'll tell you what, you get me involved in restaurants and talking to people about running a restaurant. I spent many years of running multiple units, and it's a tough business. It really is. Costco crashes in, or cashes in as Americans skip restaurants. Oh, yeah. People are not eating out as much. And that's going to be tough for the restaurants because they had to raise their prices because of the product and transportation and everything. And the consumer price index rose 3.3% on an annual basis in March. And although fuel oil, according to this report, mostly drove the increase, food costs rose substantially as well, particularly restaurant costs, which were up 3.8% year over year. Yeah, and it's tough. It's a tough business. It really is. I don't know where we're going to go. The way I can see it is you can't afford to go out and eat every night. But if you're going to go out and eat, make it a special night of the week. Like a date night. That's your special night out. And try to do it as cheaply as possible. Pay down your debt. Put some money aside. Buy some long-term food. Make sure you have your medications. Make sure you have those blue tarps for your roof in case you got a leak. Make sure you have, like I said, your medications. Make sure you can purify and store water, 3 gallons per person per day. Make sure you have batteries for your radios. Make sure you have your GMRS radios. I keep talking about this is a different one. This is a Baofeng Mini. Yeah, it's a small one. It really is. But it does the stuff that the ocean that I normally show. And I love this little thing. It's even got a flashlight on it and so forth, but you can listen to FM radio on it. On this one, you can listen to Airband, a lot of different things. So you have to be prepared, and then financially you have to be prepared. You know, set up that emergency fund, because you never know when you're going to need new tires or you know, dental work or whatever. So you want to have that. Wow, what else is going on? Well, like I said, it's tough eating out right now. People are going to go to Costco. They're going to go to Sam's Club, any place where they can actually get a better deal. Now, some people, and I think it's interesting, is that they go to places like Costco and they get their $1.50 hot dog, or they get their pizza, and just walk around the store. I guess the hot dog's pretty good. I haven't been to a Costco in probably 3 or 4 years because I have a Sam's membership and I go there. And they have sandwiches and pizza and so forth. You can get it there. I preferably like to go and get things that I want to get for, you know, like I might need vitamins or I might need shampoo, yeah, right for hair, for a hairless person, or, you know, other things. And I'll get it there. And then what I do when I go down to a Sam's Club in Dayton, Ohio, which is the closest one, I find a really nice restaurant to go to, and I'll go to McAllister's Deli, and I'll go there, or I'll go to Skyline. Different places to eat and get something and then head home. Some people just go and like to eat at Costco, whatever. But watch how you spend your money. Live on less. And that's the moral of the story. It really is. Conserve your funds, because things are going to start getting tough. And I'm guessing maybe September, October, November of 2026. I could be wrong. I don't know the exact date. I don't know the exact time, but we'll eventually find out. You know, I always talk about buying precious metals. If you have it and you want to invest in fighting the hedge against a problem, then do it. But just make sure that you have a good, reliable source. Great reputation, okay? Hey, guys, with that's all I've got this week. Do me a favor. Hit the like button down below. Tell your friends about us. Buy the merchandise. And one other thing. You have to watch us on Wednesday for My World. Make sure you bring your snacks and your drink and settle back. We're going to have a little bit of fun and some information. We'll see you later. Have a good one, and we'll see you Wednesday.